Sacha. All right. We'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off page Kufnun Tes. Page Kufnun Tes, the one to third paragraph down. Be'etzem, Kol B'nei Adas. Remember again yesterday he gave this idea that in reality, we are all one. In reality, we're all connected. He gave the mashal of the magnets. That just like, again, the magnets are naturally drawn to each other, unless, of course, you place something in between them. Then, ultimately, again, they will no longer connect. But otherwise, again, they're automatically connected. This is Be'etzem, Kol B'nei Adam Echadim. In reality, in essence, all men are one. All mankind is one. Ella shekol echad yotze ratzon yatzma. But every individual has their own will. Da'agol la'atzma, worries for themselves. Tfisa shel ratzon lekabel, has a desire to receive. U'tfisa zu yotzeres hafrada bein b'nei adam. So we'll say the natural state of man is a state of connectedness. Just what ends up happening? What ends up happening is everyone develops their own will, their own desires, and that's what creates a distinction or a difference, a separation between man. After we remove the desire to receive, and we focus ourselves exclusively on the act of giving, there is no independent push to connect, to be one. But in a natural, almost default fashion, man has a desire to connect with the others. So what he's saying over here is the following. And this is very important. Remember, we actually had a concept like this a little bit earlier on. If you remember again, one of the things that the Mechaber said a number of chapters ago is that man doesn't have to become good because man's default is good. There are certain, you know, default settings that a person has within his persona. So one of those is that man is naturally good. The second one is that man is in a state of achdus, that man is in a state of connection, man is in a state of togetherness. That's the natural state of mankind. Remember, that goes back to what he said yesterday. Adam HaRishon, according to the Zohar, housed all of the neshamos of everyone who would ever be born within him. He was the root neshama. So at some point in time in our origin, we were all together. Therefore, that's the natural default. He says, what separates us? What separates us is when we're takers. That's what separates us. When ultimately, again, the focus is on Kabbalah. The focus is on what can I get? That's what separates us. But if a person becomes a giver, then by definition, the giving mentality is what removes any kind of barriers. And therefore, by definition, achdus occurs by itself. He goes on, he says, Hanesina, the act of giving, kli l'siluk koach hakabala shebenefesh. It is the utensil or the tool to remove the koach of receiving in the soul. Sarich lohaven es hadvarim. So we have to analyze these things. Kim amukim vidakim, because they are very deep and very fine. The act of giving at its core does not, I want to be clear. You see, he could have gone down the road of saying that, you know, when you give to another, you connect with the other, like he said yesterday with Shochad, Shena'asechad. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying that it's the act of giving that creates Achdus. Like, you know, remember, there is an approach like that, that when you give to another, when you're there for another, ultimately, again, that's not what he's saying. Ella, he misalekes asibas hapirut. Rather, the act of giving removes that which normally divides us. La'achar shenistalka sibas hapirut. And once you remove that which normally divides us, ba'ofen tiv'i anachnu misachtim. In a natural, again, default fashion, we go ahead and we connect with one another. So also it's a very important yisod. He's not suggesting when you give to another or when you do for another, so there's achdus. That's a beautiful idea also, not our topic. What he's saying is the following. Remember that achdus, the unity, is the natural state. The only time that unity does not happen is when there's like the piece of paper between the magnets. Something is interrupting. What is that that interrupts? So it's very simple. What interrupts is what he calls the koach ha-kabbalah, the act of receiving, taking. That's where a person becomes totally self-centered, totally focused. Therefore, there's no achdus. The idea is that becoming, by employing the koach ha'anesina, focusing on the act of giving, then by definition, what one is doing is one is removing the piece of paper between the magnets. Once you remove the piece of paper between the magnets, then what? Then achdus is the natural state. That's what occurs. Mashlama David Dover, he gives an example. This is actually a very profound example. There was a period of time here in Eretz Yisrael. Sha'anoshim yaldu yiladin bati cholim. People gave birth to children in hospitals. V'sipru lahem kol minei sipurim. And they were told all kinds of stories. Hayalda niftira, hayalad meis. They were told the child died. Kulam v'adashan l'chach. I forgot the name. I forgot. This was a big thing in Eretz Yisrael. I think it was in the 40s or in the 50s. I don't remember again. Where there were, and if I want to say it was like from the Yemenite Jews, yes. Was the Yemenite Jews, right? That they were taken advantage of, and they were told that their children died in childbirth. Children died, and the children were sold. There was a name for it, but okay, it escapes me now. In any event, what happens? About SAMS, Gam Kim Kulam Yodim. But the truth is, we all know the truth. What was the truth? B'nei Belial, Samu Esedim Ali Yeladim. Upizru osan la arba kanfos aris ula arba kanfos ha'olam avor betza kesef al mishum sibos acheros. So what happened? The children were sold. Mamish maise shaya. Children were sold. Okay. B'mikarim bodedim la'achar shanim hispara li yiladim halalu ayidem minei sibos chitzonios shelo ilu ha'aba va'ima shalayim. So what happened? In some of these cases, years later it became clear to these children that the families they thought were their families were not their families. And what happened? So there were some cases where children realized or found out that these were not their natural families, and they did their investigations until ultimately, again, they were able to come back home. They found their parents. Now listen to this. Listen to how powerful this mashal is. He says, interestingly enough, before a particular son knew that he was the son of his father or his mother, and before, let's say, this mother and father knew that this was their child, so it's like such a profound idea. So imagine this happened to one of these families. They were told their child died. In fact, their child was given to someone else. And imagine again for a moment, the biological parents passed by the child on the street. There's no connection. There's not going to be a habamina. They might not even exchange a shalom aleichem to one another. Kuf samich. Ein lahem shum nikor kilapov. Aval gam ein kesher. It's not that they're not mean to each other. They're not estranged from each other. But there's also no connection. Heim lom margishim klum. They feel nothing towards one another. Od Yehudi tov tuf tam b'Yisrael. They see another Jew. Okay, we love all Jews. He says, ma'avar lazeh. So amazingly enough, what happens? They pass each other. There's no connection. No connection. Listen to this. So listen to this. But the moment that couple would find out that the young man that just passed by was their son, or the son finds out that those people that just passed by, those are my parents, miyad heinoflin echad al tzavari hasheni. What would happen? A second later, they would fall into each other's arms with deep, deep and strong embraces. He says, "Kol bar das maven, she efshar liyitzur kaza kesher toch esrim v'chamish nios bevada shelo." So let's examine. He says, "Let's examine that dynamic." So a moment ago, before they knew they were parent and child, what happened? They passed each other on the street, no connection. Now someone gives them a piece of information. These are your parents. This is your child. And what happens? What happens? Strong, intense emotion. So how does emotion like that build up? He says in 25 seconds. The answer is it's not from 25 seconds. Ella shebe'etzem zehu benam v'heim avi v'imo. Because you know why? The fact that they didn't know it doesn't change the core idea that what? These were the parents and this were their children. Ella shebe'kol ha'sharam halalu ha'isa mechitza ma'abdalas. But all of those years, what happens? There was a piece of paper in between the magnets. The magnetic pull is there. There was just something there that was dividing.
Or
the lack of knowledge that this was my child, the lack of knowledge that this was my parents, that created a distance. Berega shesilaknu es iha yediyah, the moment we take away the lack of knowledge, ba'ofen tiv'i he misachtim ze'im ze'. It is natural. They have a natural connection by definition that could occur instantaneously. Lo tzarech liknos matoros lishachneya es haben lachzor. The parents don't have to purchase gifts to get the child to return. Ein tzorech besibos chitzonios shal nesina bechtela achabinein. There is no need. There is no need for any type of external motivations to unite them. So we'll say, this is such a profound mashal. Because what he's saying is, just like in this case, why is it that parents and children can unite in such intensity in just a moment? Because the connection was always there. There was just something obstructing the reality of the connection. But the connection isn't just newly established now. It's always been there. So too, he's saying it's important to understand that the concept of achdus, the concept of unity, unity as a nation, unity as mankind, by definition, that's the natural default. That's what exists. That's what's there. It's just that there are factors that occur that obstruct that unity. And the moment that you remove the factors is the moment that what? That by definition, unity sets in. All right, we'll have to stop over here for today. But we'll pick up in the middle of this paragraph. And Mirza Hashem, truth is, we're going to resume on Tuesday. Because Sunday, Monday is a legal holiday schedule. So we'll resume in Mirza Hashem on Tuesday.
Go ahead.